This is LBC News.
The time is 3:42. Let's begin with the story I mentioned in the headlines. Israel denying its involvement in a car that was carrying UN observers that was attacked in southern Lebanon. The UNIFIL agency says four people were injured, three observers and a translator. It's urging all sides to cease the heavy exchanges of fire. But it's not the only attack that's happened in the last few days. On Friday, Israel's military said they'd killed a key Hezbollah commander in the same region. Well, let's bring in Ronnie Chatta, a political commentator and host of the Beirut Banyan podcast in Lebanon. Ronnie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Cross-border exchanges between Israel and Lebanon, we have seen these since October. Is this more of the same, or is there a feeling that they're escalating?
It's my understanding that the conflict that began on October 8, at least on the Lebanese side, when Hezbollah launched rockets in retaliation for the October 7 tragedy that we've been watching since, that this remains cautious escalation. I do not see this yet degenerating into a situation that's beyond control, where there's full-scale Israeli incursions into Lebanon. I simply don't see that as of now. What's been happening instead is that since October 8 last year, tit-for-tat attacks have become the norm on a daily basis, and UN, and in particular UNIFIL observers, UNIFIL soldiers, they've in a way experienced what brought them here to Lebanon to begin with, which is a bygone Security Council resolution from 1978, Resolution 425, which was enhanced, emboldened in 2006 as a consequence of Hezbollah-Israeli attacks, Security Council Resolution 1701. For better or worse, UNIFIL remains part of the story, and it appears as of now, this, according to Lebanese sources, that this was an Israeli attack. UNIFIL is still investigating this event, but Lebanese sources are pointing at an Israeli drone that struck nearby, hence the injuries, the three observers and the Lebanese translator.
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of opportunity, should Hezbollah have wanted to get involved in the conflict with Israel, for them to do so. Of course, they've got strong links to Iran, which shows some of the same inclinations. Is it your feeling that remains the case, that despite Israel saying it's prepared to fight battles on more than one front, Hezbollah is reluctant to get involved?
I would put it differently. I think Iran is reluctant to lose Hezbollah. This is the crown jewel of Iran's army outside of its own borders. This is an institution that Iran built over decades, 40 years in the making, if not longer. Hezbollah is a frontline security defense system for the Iranian regime's interests in the region. I can't see Iran risking more than what has happened as of now. But that said, there are clashes happening. But this is more reminiscent of the 1990s. And that there emerged over time rules of engagement between Hezbollah and Israel, where these became the norm, unfortunately, over time. I don't see Iran, as of now, willing to go further when it comes to Hezbollah's involvement in the ongoing Hamas-Israel war. I don't see those events happening yet, even with tragedies that are happening on a daily basis. And I'll add to this, it's, I think, December 2022, a UNIFIL soldier was killed, Private Sean Rooney, if my memory is correct, December 2022. UNIFIL does pay a price for its involvement in trying to monitor the blue line, but I don't think things have escalated beyond control on all parties. Even when both sides like to criticize UNIFIL for its role, it seems like UNIFIL is doing its job accordingly.
And what we've seen, despite Israel targeting some key Hezbollah and Hamas leaders outside of the borders, Hezbollah hasn't got involved. I'm referring back to the Hamas leader who was taken out by a missile hitting an apartment in Beirut some months ago, but also on Friday, Israel's military claiming that they'd killed a deputy commander in southern Lebanon. Even though they've done these things, Israel, it says that Lebanon, Hezbollah in Lebanon is unwilling to get involved, but it does show Israel's reach.
If this degenerated into an all-out war, everyone would lose. Israel would lose, Hezbollah would lose, and Lebanon would lose. Even Iran would lose. I don't think anyone wants to see that chain of events unfolding. That said, Hezbollah is involved in many ways, not just on the Lebanese side. The Israelis have been targeting Hezbollah infrastructure in Syria. If memory serves me right, it's either 2 days ago or 3 days ago, Aleppo was hit and Hezbollah fighters were killed in Aleppo. So Hezbollah's reach is regional. It's not just Lebanon today. But if you go back in time, especially the UNIFIL that we've come to know over the years, the southern Lebanese border, the Lebanese-Israeli border in South Lebanon, has been quiet. It's only until October 8 that, unfortunately, this chain of events has been happening. But prior to that, there was a maritime border agreement, oil and gas reserves in the Mediterranean. There was a deal, an indirect negotiations between the Lebanese and Israelis. Hezbollah accepted those terms. And post July 2006, up until October last year, with the rare occurrence of rare incursions and rare attacks, the South Lebanon border has been very quiet. I sense those are the terms Iran best prefers. Infrastructure in Lebanon, but no fighting right now. I don't think Iran right now wants to expose what it has built in Lebanon for many years, which is its Middle East reach is based from this country, not in Iran, it's based in Lebanon. Risking that would be foolish. It would be suicide for Iran to do that right now.
Ronnie, fascinating to get your thoughts this afternoon. Really appreciate you joining us. Ronnie Chatter there, joining us from Beirut, host of the Beirut Banyan Post podcast and a political commentator. Thank you.
My pleasure, Aaron.